and welcome to Tales of the Dog Park, the podcast that looks to brighten your day, talk about some of our favorite dogs and their stories from our local dog park, and maybe we'll throw in a laugh here or there. I'm your host, Lindsay.
And I'm Molly.
And today we're going to be talking to you a little bit about a greyhound named Hero.
But before we get to Hero's story, Lindsay's going to tell us a little bit about the greyhound breed.
Thanks, Molly. So, a little bit about the greyhound.
I'm so excited.
I learned so much of my research, and I went a little overboard, so everyone bear with me. Molly, where do you think that the greyhound originated? Because I did not know this, and I was completely shocked.
So I just cheated, and I looked, and I was also shocked
that
they are from Great Britain.
Yeah. In my mind, they were from Egypt, but I know they're not, like, that's the Pharaoh hound, but, like, in my mind,
they were
from Great Britain. So they're also known as the English Greyhound, which I've never heard them be called, but maybe that's a thing in England.
Okay.
Maybe that's a thing in Europe. I don't know.
Can our listeners overseas let us know?
Yeah. If anyone that's overseas in Europe, if you've heard them be called the English Greyhound, please slide into our DMs and let us know. This is in fact true.
Yeah.
So a little bit about the greyhound. Their coat is short and smooth, and they have over 30 recognized color forms in the variations of white, brindle, fawn, black, red, and blue or gray. So essentially anything goes. They are, and I'm gonna butcher this word, they are dolichocephalic, which means they have a long skull in comparison to its breadth, so like an elongated muscle. They have a big nose.
They do.
So like opposite of brachiocephalic, like Julio and his little short pug face that right now I'm sure our listeners can hear just snorting up a storm over here. So the greyhound is large. They range between 55 to 90 pounds, just depending on the sex of the greyhound and kind of their breeding profile. The height is between 27 and 30 inches from its withers. The life expectancy is really good, 10 to 14 years.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And the temperament of a greyhound is often described as a 45-mile-per-hour couch potato. And I think that is my favorite description of a greyhound in general because it's so true.
Yes.
Like, they are super lazy until they're in run mode. And then they're like, let me show you that I'm an athlete.
Yes. But I'm gonna nap for a really long time.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, there's two modes. There's like sleep mode and like run mode.
Run mode. No in between.
Yeah. So they love a quiet environment and they can like to chill with their families. They make really good family dogs and do well with other animals, but be careful with introducing them to small animals because they have a prey drive that could take over.
Yeah.
They are also not really barkers and are usually extremely friendly with strangers. So what's the downside of the greyhound? This got like really long.
Yeah.
But it got really long because I didn't have the normal like, oh, hip dysplasia.
Right.
And, you know, those kinds of issues. So health-wise, hereditary issues are really rare for the greyhound. But they are known to develop bloat, which can be lethal if not treated. And essentially, like, what happens is if the dog eats too fast, their stomach twists.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and this happens a lot with, like, larger breed dogs like greyhounds. But to avoid this, elevate their food bowl, only feed them once a day, and then don't exercise the dog immediately after feeding.
Yeah.
Also, if they consume E. coli, they are prone to what is referred to as Alabama rot, which is also fatal and was first discovered in greyhounds.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, check your lettuce before giving it to your dog. They're not suited for hard surfaces because of their lean body, so they need comfy beds and couches.
Of course.
Otherwise, they develop skin sores.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They also need to be carefully monitored when under anesthesia because they don't metabolize barbiturate-based anesthesia like other breeds because of decreased oxidative enzymes in their liver. So, something to note.
Hopefully your vet would know that.
Yeah, so there's actually, like, certain vets that, like, specialize in, like, greyhounds for this reason.
Yep.
They're also sensitive to insecticides, so a lot of greyhounds are recommended to not use flea collars or flea sprays if they are perethrin based.
Okay.
And they are also susceptible to cold because they only have a single coat. There's no undercoat there, so you have to dress them in sweaters, which I think that should probably be an upside.
That should be an upside.
So what are the upsides? The upsides are they're a really relaxed dog that makes an excellent family pet. They have a pretty large lifespan for a large breed dog, and their maintenance is pretty low. Also, because they don't have undercoats, they are less likely to trigger dog allergies in humans.
That's nice.
Yeah. So what's a fun fact about the greyhound?
Tell us.
Yeah, I can't wait. The greyhound is able to run so fast because it has higher level of red blood cells than other dog breeds. This allows the movement of larger quantities of oxygen at faster rates from the lungs to the muscles. This, with their double suspension gallop, allows them to reach very high speeds.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, right?
You would have thought that, like, the blood would be one of the reasons why they're fast and not just lean.
Yeah, no, they're, like, literally built to be, to run.
Yeah.
So, because of that, I had a couple choices for famous greyhounds. So, I picked two from England, and they're racing greyhounds. And the first one's name was Tim's Crow. And it's probably the fastest greyhound ever produced out of England. He was breaking track records in the early 2000s. Like, he was Usain Bolt.
he was the Usain Bolt of dogs.
Yeah, no, true life story. So his fastest recorded track time was 24.29 seconds.
I could not.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'd be, like, trotting in at, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the second one that I added, because I thought it was really funny, because this is, like, an athlete, like, both in ability and also, like, mental game.
Okay.
So this dog's name was Westmead Hawk. Mm-hmm. And it was another dominant racing that came, like, immediately after Tim's Crow.
Okay.
So they compared the two a lot. He had a 2-year unbeaten record, and why he was so dominating on the track was because he would like to mess with the other dogs, so he would go slower in the beginning.
Oh my gosh,
and
so
save
rude.
Up all of his energy for the last turn and just blow everyone out of the water.
Oh my gosh, I would be so pissed if I was another
right
dog.
Because
like screw you.
You're like, I'm gonna get that rabbit that's attached to the track,
yeah.
And then no, here comes Wes. Me just being rude,
getting the rabbit.
Yeah, so that's all I have. So I'm gonna kick it over to Molly now to talk to you guys a little bit about Hero.
All right, so Hero. So we got really excited when we were just standing at the park and we were talking, and the boys were being the boys, and by boys, Loki and Julio.
Yeah.
Taylor was there also, but he was.
I mean, he was also being a boy.
He was being a boy. Yeah, but they were running around, and then. Out of nowhere, this greyhound just comes right up to us.
Yeah.
And we were like, the greyhound's here.
He's here.
He's here. So we were like, we have to interview. Where is the owner? And we were like, looking around. And we see Michaela. And Michaela, and we walk up to her and we ask her, like, hey, can we talk to you about your dog? So, of course, so. Hero is 2 years old this past January. And he is from a West Palm shelter, and he was actually one of those dogs that once the Florida tracks closed and, mm-hmm. and greyhound racing was no longer allowed in Florida, big win.
Whoop.
And we talked about it a couple weeks ago, one of the first couple episodes. And so that's who Hero was, and he was in a shelter. And Michaela and her family were looking to adopt one of those because what happens if they don't get adopted is very sad.
Yeah.
So.
It's very terrifying.
Yeah. So she went down to West Palm and they actually looked at three dogs. And mm-hmm. Hero was a third one. And he just immediately, like, they fell in love and wanted to adopt him. So Hero only actually ran one race.
Yeah. I like this. And I like this about Hero.
He only ran one race because he was not aggressive enough.
He was just trying to have a good time.
He loves people over, like,
Yeah, he wasn't trying to be at the Olympics.
No.
He was just trying to participate in gym class.
Yes. He was like, I'm just here for the grade to leave to graduate.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. Yes. Should have been one of our t-shirts. Yes, so he, even at the park, like, you could tell that he was more into, he was into squirrels.
Yeah.
He was into squirrels, and he likes to try to catch squirrels, and if there are any, like, Dalmatians or other dogs around that are trying to run, actually kind of does the same thing of, like, waiting and then be like, okay, let me show you how it's done.
Yeah, let me prove to you.
And we witnessed the actual like running mode.
Yeah,
from afar. He was like he was really far away because he went on his run. So fun facts about Hero is that he doesn't like to bite. So even like on their ball or toys that they have, Hero doesn't really bite the toy. He licks it instead.
That's
passion. It's so sweet, right? when they first got him, he was kind of scared at first. And he did like men more, and that was probably because like
at the track,
yeah, and around
it's a
other
good
old boys club, and he was more comfortable around other greyhounds. So all tied back to the racing track. So that's Hero, born in Texas. Came over to Florida, ran one race, and was like, I'm good.
Hanging up the cleats.
Hanging up.
Like, I'm retired.
Yeah. So that is Hero.
All right. Thanks, Molly. All right, Molly. So I know you talked to Michaela for a really long time.
Yeah, but you actually participated in the actual question.
That's because my dog was so enamored with Dana being there that I didn't have to watch him. Because...
Seriously, poor Dana. Every time, like, when Julio's there, she cannot get away from Julio.
Because Julio knows she has the treats. So I did get to participate in the interview this time, which was kind of nice.
It is.
So how did Hero get his name?
They wanted to just keep something that was along the lines of what it had for the racing name. And I didn't know this about greyhounds. Oh, this is a fun fact.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's not like every greyhound, but at least this this one was... So they have a training name,
mm-hmm.
and then they have a racing name that isn't
that
the
is
same
nothing.
Name.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the training name was KB is my hero. It's so long. That's such a long name. Like, KB is my hero. Put that down. So they just kept Hero.
Okay, that's fair enough. Does Hero have a middle name?
Nope, no middle name.
I mean, I guess he has a really, really long first name of KB.
Yeah,
is
I was
my.
Like, is the word my his middle name?
If it's not before, it is now.
It is now.
Was this Michaela's first dog?
Yes, first family dog that her spouse and their daughter.
Okay.
I think they said daughter.
Yeah,
daughter owned, but she did grow up with dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Hero have a favorite toy?
Stuffed squirrels.
Oh.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Stuffed squirrel. I can see that. Like, they just want to rip it apart.
Yeah, except for Julio. He gets very excited when he sees a squirrel, and then gets very upset when they scurry up the tree.
Like, I wanted to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Hero, I mean, as I just said, like, he licks the toys. He doesn't actually bite, because he's so sweet.
Mm-hmm, precious boy.
Mm-hmm.
How did they choose the dog breed? I guess you kind of went into it in the story, but...
Yeah, mostly because the racing were closing, and they wanted, you know, a dog that was... gentle giant. Yeah
for sure. Do they have a nickname for Hero?
So they don't have a nickname, but like when I wrote this down, as Lindsay can see, I put heart eyes emoji,
mm-hmm.
because so Michaela was saying how her child was in school and one of the like activities that they had to do, they're like,
mm-hmm.
how many people are in your family? And her child said four. And Michaela was like, no. And then her child said, well, Hero's my brother.
Oh.
My brother. So I put heart eyes emoji. That is a nickname. Hero is brother.
Yeah. That's really precious.
Isn't it so cute?
I don't really like kids that much, but like that warms
my heart. That warms my heart.
And what is the most ridiculous thing that Michaela and her family do for Hero?
The dog is in more extracurricular activities than the child.
I love that, but I don't think it's that ridiculous. Like, yeah. You say it out loud and it sounds ridiculous, but, like, you had a dog that was a racing dog, so yeah. It only got out of its crate for, like, 4 hours a day, and it was literally to just run around a track. So, like, it doesn't know how to be a dog, so, like, I get it. It's like, here, we're going to take you to these random trainings and these puppy classes and all these things so that you can learn to dog.
And, like, interact with other breeds besides greyhounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm sure, like, the first time it saw a poodle, it was probably like, what is that? Like, why does it look like that? Could you imagine, like...
Or, like, something super small.
Yeah, like a chihuahua, like...
What are you?
Are you a dog?
Are you a dog? And then the other thing she mentioned is they have 4 beds for Hero.
Okay.
Which, based off of your, your downsides that they can get skin issues.
Yeah.
They need soft places. So really, they're doing the right thing.
Yeah. They're killing it.
Yeah. Not too extravagant because they're doing the best things for the dog.
Great job, guys.
Great job, guys.
All right, Molly. Was it a lake day?
It was. Loki, of course, loving the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Julia went in.
Yeah.
Yep. And then on Instagram, I posted a picture of Stanley on the beach.
Yeah, Stanley went in. And my favorite part was Karen was like, I hope he doesn't go too far because he cannot swim.
Yeah. It was just like, but the way that Stanley walks is just so, like, he prances. It's
great. Like a stiff prance. It's like if you had a prance with arthritis.
Yeah. And he just is so majestic. So I had to take a picture of it. It's on our Instagram at Tales of the Dog Park. And it was just so adorable.
Yeah.
Lake day was good.
Okay, so Molly just came up with a great idea. And I'm for it. So Molly, tell me what Loki's low-key moment of the week is.
He actually, like, he put himself, like, in his cool down. So he would go crazy, 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 run. And then he would just be like, all right, I need to take a break. And he would just be, like, sitting in the shade. He wouldn't sit in the sun, sit in the shade, and he'd be, like, super low-key and just hanging out. So that's what he did today. Because it was a great park day.
Weather-wise. And all just, like, the dogs the there were great. There. Yeah.
We had Lily. We had Big Jackson. We had Little Jackson. Mm-hmm. We had T-Rex.
Yeah.
We had
Birmingham,
who
you'll hear about next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Stanley.
Stanley was there. And Zoe was there.
Yeah. And Gail?
Gail! Oh my god, I can't wait. One day we have to talk to them.
Yeah. We really did have, like...
It was just such a great day.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. So because I had a good day, Loki did. When I first got there, I immediately looked at Lindsay and I was like, I am moody today. I am not in a good mood. I was all over the place, couldn't get my life together, just couldn't do it. And then when I left, I felt better.
Yeah.
It was because the dogs just brought happiness to me.
Yeah. I felt better when I left too.
Yeah.
Because I was going to the bar with Julio.
Yeah. Yeah. And Julio's treat count.
So, I'm gonna be, like, really conservative with this number and say it's, like, 15, but it's probably closer to 20.
Yeah. And I would say, like, 8 of them came from Dana.
Yeah.
2 from Taylor.
Mm-hmm. He got part of that chicken nugget from that family that brought McDonald's to the dog park. He's very proud of himself for that one.
He was so proud of himself.
I mean, he stalked these people for a good, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And
just
finally
they
gave in. And then he was just collecting them for anyone. Like, anyone that he could convince. There was one man, though, that he approached, and he, like, this man did not want anything to do with Julio, to the point where I almost went and yelled at him. Where I was like, could you not try to, like, train my dog at the dog park where he's having a good time?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, no, no. stay down. Nope, no touching. I was like, whoa, bro. Like, back it up. Like, this pug knows no bounds.
Yeah, at the dog park, and he's just ready to get some treats.
So. And at home. He's like, I always touch people. Like...
So our adoptable dog of the week is Ethan, or his professional name, Zamboni Man.
Woo!
Yep. He is a 3-year-old, large and gangly greyhound in Tarpon Springs, Florida. And I really love that gangly. Like, that's what I think of. Actually, yes. For greyhounds, I think of gangly, and then also some boxers that are just legs.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
puppies,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Boxer puppies. But anyway, so he's not a boxer. This dog, Ethan, is a greyhound. He is sweet-tempered, he's a happy dog, and he loves big, comfy beds. And so he's a retired racing greyhound who recently discovered the life of dog treats and cuddles. And he is looking for an active family with a big backyard to let him run around in. And you can find him at Gulf Coast Greyhound Adoption, and their website is gulfcoastgreyhoundadoption.org, and he just has a sweet little face.
He does have a sweet face.
Sweet little black and white.
Yeah.
Beautiful boy.
You'll see him on our Instagram later
yes.
this week. So I bet you thought we were about to wrap things up.
We're not.
Nope, you're
still
wrong.
Here.
Because Molly had an experience in Miami with a chow chow. I watched some reality TV that led back to some fun dog stuff. And then Molly has a correction to make on her adoptable dog of the week. So buckle up. Let's do this.
So I got really excited because we were in Miami and I saw a chow chow. And I have to apologize to the chow chow because last week, episode 10, yeah. I mentioned like, oh yeah, like a chow chow in Miami. Like it's so hot in South Florida, whatever. And then of course I see one and I was like, this is it. Like, everything's coming together.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pet the chow chow.
Pet it. I'm going to get my hands in there. But then I went up to the owner and I asked if I could run my fingers through its hairs. And that's not how I said it, but I should have.
In your mind.
In my mind, that's what I said.
Yeah.
And he said no because it just got, like, attacked the day before.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so...
This story took a turn, Molly.
Yeah, and it was very skittish, so I wasn't able to. But I did take a picture of it still, so I was really happy. I was so close to it. I was mm-hmm. so close.
You were so close. But you know what? It's you still have this dream. The dream is still alive.
It's still... One day.
One day you will pet a chow chow.
I will. And then, Lindsay, you watched...
I watched...
Love at First Sight.
No, Married at First
Married
Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of TV, and I really don't even watch reality TV that much, but for some reason, this show has me hooked this season. And, all of the couples are at a barbecue, mm-hmm. and one of the guys has 2 corgis.
Yes.
And one of the girls, Paige, she was like, this is freaking me out, guys. This is freaking me out. And we're like, what? What is freaking you out? And she's like, those dogs. And they're like, what about them? She's like, look at them. Like, they're short little feet and they're weird bodies. Like, they don't look like dogs. They're freaking me out. And for some reason, it just really got me. And I laugh because I'm like, yeah, you know what? Corgis really don't look like any other dogs, do they?
And then it goes back to, like, what a greyhound who's only seen greyhounds would probably think.
Exactly. Like, what is that thing?
What is that thing?
But it just made me laugh so hard. She's like, they are freaking me out. You have got to get them away from me.
Oh, my God. Okay, and so I have to make a correction also.
Let's preface the correction with Molly wanted to be a know-it-all earlier today. In between taking the recordings for this episode, Molly pointed something out to me and then told me, while pointing in my face...
Literally pointing.
You didn't know that.
You didn't know that. Because I was so proud of myself that I knew something that you didn't know.
Yeah. And I didn't. I did not know this. So, Molly, what is the fun fact that you know?
Dogs need vitamin D, mm-hmm. and it will help with inflammation.
Okay. See? Yep. Fun facts. And I did not know that, but I didn't need a finger pointed in my face.
Yep.
So, when Molly made an incorrect pronunciation of a place in Florida during her adoptable dog of the week...
You didn't correct me.
Nope, I sure didn't.
Because... You just let me say it.
And then I proceeded to say, you didn't know that, did you?
And so I was in tears laughing because I didn't know that it was Tarpon, Florida. Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Yeah, not Tarpon.
Not Tarpon! Like, there's only one O.
Yeah.
But now forever, if you live in Tarpon Springs, Florida, I hope you think of me and say Tarpon.
I'm only saying Tarpon for that one. That's the Tale of Dog Park for this week. We want to thank everyone who has listened to the podcast thus far. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Tales of the Dog Park and give us a listen on your favorite streaming platform.
Stay tuned for next week for the tale of Birmingham, the Dalmatian.
I'm very excited.
I know. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.